The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Like I said before the break, we were talking about Irish language, which was discussed in the Dáil today because Verona Murphy, the new County Cork, doesn't have Irish. And so Irish speakers understandably upset, given it is the first national language of the state. I guess Irish language has found itself kind of something kind of, how would you describe it? Zeitgeisty is maybe an awful word, given it's not Irish at all. But, you know, we'd done Colin Kewan earlier in the year and its Oscar nomination. And then we've had the massive, massive success of Kneecap. And that success continues because you would have heard the news today that it is on the Oscar shortlist. So Gillian Cooper is with me from Wildcard Distributions. They were kind of the distributors of the movie, co-producers as well. Gillian, you're welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going, Kieran?
So congratulations on making this shortlist. How many movies are on the shortlist?
15. Yeah, thank you so much.
So it gets whittled down to five.
Whittled down to five, and something that I think kind of caught us by surprise a little bit is that we got shortlisted for two Oscars.
Yeah, so what are the two categories now you're shortlisted in?
So the international feature category and then also the original song category for Sick in the Head.
So was there an expectation in advance of today that ye would be on one list or the other maybe?
Yeah, definitely for the international feature category. Like we've been in the conversations for so long now, and we felt so, particularly after Sundance, with it resonating so strongly internationally, that we felt it would like resonate with enough Academy members that we would make the shortlist. And we were on a lot of the prediction lists from August, like mid-year on, that we were just like, okay, well, this might actually happen, like not just the shortlist, but maybe the nomination. But we felt we were in enough like prediction lists that we would make the shortlist for the international feature.
And how early on in the process after you signed on did you think? And I know it's easy to say these things in hindsight, but did you kind of think, oh, this is actually special now? This really could resonate.
I mean, like we've been on the project for about 3 years now, and we always felt like in our bones that it was a hit. But we were always speaking from an Irish film distributor perspective, that we knew it was going to resonate here. And I think it was about maybe last year, around October last year, we started doing test screenings both locally and internationally. We did some with Curzon in the UK, and then we also did some remote in the US. And that like Indigenous language element and theme of the film was really resonating quite strongly with people. But there's also so many different topics and themes in the film that it's bound to catch someone. You know, you got music, you got the representation of the North, you have the Irish language, and then even further Indigenous language and Indigenous cultures and the loss of that all around the world, that there's just so many different avenues for people to enter the film into. So we always knew it was something special. Mm. And it was, we were always happy that it would like deliver locally. So it's,
when did you realize it was going to deliver internationally?
Like in the test screenings a bit, but I think when we were at Sundance, you know, okay. We were at Sundance and we were like, I mean, the guys love making a splash, you know, like they had a PS&I mock-up van so they could land in it on the streets and make a splash and really make the headlines last. But, you know, I was at parties like up in the mountains and just all around the streets, and everywhere I went, I just overheard people talking about the film. Like it's just it sparks conversation regardless.
Yeah. And were you ever surprised by the interpretation of the film from people abroad who wouldn't have the same kind of exposure to kind of issues in the North that we would, or don't have the same maybe baggage that some people here have about the language or anything like that? You know, were there things that you heard people say about the film that maybe you hadn't even thought about the film?
Not necessarily, because again, like we went through so many drafts of the script,
okay,
and everything, like from when we signed on. But I think what's more about it, like I've seen the film about 30 times at this stage, but so it's like it's really people kind of spotting things in the background. Do you know, like there's this whole metaphor that JJ or DJ Provy does in the film about the Irish language and it being a dodo. And my boyfriend actually pointed out to me that there's framed photos of dodos in JJ's home.
Okay.
In the background. And I was like, I'd never noticed that.
That is very, very clever.
It's a great side joke.
You got to go to Sundance. I mean, is there already kind of a discussion happening amongst all of those involved with the movie as to who goes to the Oscars?
Well, I think everyone's on the train that, you know, if we get nominated, we're all going. Like, as many many as humanly can we can afford.
Yeah, I've spoken a couple of times to the lads, say, involved in Cartoon Saloon, who've been lucky enough to be nominated.
Yeah.
And it's just a great experience. We were talking earlier today about, you know, the Dáil today and the first sitting and what a great experience it is for the families of everybody who's nominated. And I guess it's a great experience. Like, all your families must be immensely proud as well to see kind of your creation. But it's true. You know what I mean? You might take that for granted, but I bet they all are really proud when they see it on an Oscar shortlist.
Oh, hugely so. And like, you know, it's like I've been doing this for like close to 10 years at this stage. And this is the first time that we've really kind of gotten close to something, as well as, like, you know, being it's the first time we've co-produced as well. So being able to be part of those conversations is just really exciting. And being, you know, your family don't necessarily understand what you do sometimes, you know. So when I think my parents saw Kneecap like maybe 3 times during our release week in the cinema. They came to our Dublin premiere, we had a special dairy screening, and then they took all of their swimming buddies to go see it as well. So, you know, you do feel the immense pride from around your family, because, you know, it's tough going in the Irish independent industry, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Despite the industry kind of experience it. A golden year is the wrong way maybe to describe it, because it suggests the time might come and pass, but certainly things are looking up and they're looking promising, aren't they, at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a burgeoning film community that's constantly been on the up for at least about 10 years. And, you know, like, we're really starting to feel it. We're getting more like pitches to us every other day. I think we've had a daily pitch like for the last about 6 weeks.
It's amazing. John Kelleher is a great friend of mine and a former film censor. And he often tells the story comparing kind of the industry now to, he produced a movie called Eat the Peach. And when it came out, it was the only feature film made in Ireland in the entire year that it came out. You know, they talk about the nadir to kind of where we are now.
Yeah, he's actually a board. He's on our board, actually.
Great. Jonathan, such a gentleman. One of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
But, like, you know, even back in my day, like back when I was in college, which was like just over 10 years ago. And, you know, there wasn't that kind of education about the Irish industry. And you didn't think there was this huge film industry that was present in Ireland. It just kind of felt like, you know, oh, this is like an artist stream kind of thing. Whereas now there's so many different aspects that you can kind of enter the industry in through distribution, publicity, and all the crew setup.
Well, listen, Gillian, congratulations to you and everybody else involved on the two shortlists.
Yeah.
So,
Thank you so much. We
hope for good news as well on that front in January. Gillian Cooper, who's head of distribution, Wildcard Distributions, who are involved in the distribution and the production, co-producers as well, of the Kneecap movie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.